This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special Warriors of Wrestling edition. I can't believe I'm saying that. Of the BCP right now, very excited to talk with ahead of his Warriors of Wrestling presents Intergender Warfare, November 13th. That's going to be at 3555 Victory Boulevard, Staten Island, New York. It's a great card featuring appearances by Maria Kanellis, Deonna Purrazzo, one of our latest guests, Genocide, the Vivacious Vicious One, and I'm going to get in trouble if I forget to leave this man off the list again. Mr. Darius Cardar is getting some heat from him. But please, please welcome to the show the head honcho of Warriors of Wrestling trainer, our good friend, our new friend, Mr. Joe Bellini. Joe, welcome in, man. How are you, bro?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Dude, anytime. It was such a pleasure to actually meet you at Legends of the Ring, man. I see you doing some great stuff with the kids. I see you doing some great stuff with your promotion. So when Kimmy introduced you to us, I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to be friends with this guy. We were kind of having a little Titan versus Warriors of Wrestling thing kind of playing out. I see it going into Goddesses a little bit. But real quick, tell us a little bit about that little rivalry going on with Titan and how that all came about.
Well, I mean, it's everything that you've seen online on YouTube or on Billy's Facebook, because he dropped his phone the second time you showed up and we kind of kept it live.
Yeah.
I mean, he came to Staten Island. I think he even had a show that day, going back to May of 2021. And they started some shit and, you know, we let it go. And then they came back again at our Ultimate Survival in July. And that's when Billy lost his phone. And he got kind of got caught in the parking lot by all of us. And then I decided to show up with my guys. Were you there in Bayville?
I was calling the action. It was chaos, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, boy. I didn't think they expected that poor guy on the outside of the ring. What do they call him? Fake Billy? I don't know. The poor guy didn't expect me to blindside him like that. But hey, you know.
That's how it goes.
I mean, listen, I think that we're kind of going to do it now, and they want to have a fight. They want to see who's better. And I think the best way to do that, hey, we have two promotions. We have a wrestling ring. We have some type of order where we could, you know, put Warriors of Wrestling roster members, guys or girls, against Titan Championship Wrestling roster members, guys or girls. And we're doing that. In fact, I think the first match was
good as brother. Welcome in. We have a run in. Sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Bellini.
That's right. How you doing, man?
What's going on, brother?
It was Dexter and Max Bane, I believe, against, I think it was Waylon. I don't know if it was Ransom and PJ or if it was Waylon in there.
Yes.
In Bayville, and then PJ and Ransom came to work or to wrestle the frat party at our last show. Ransom was in our King of New York back in September. We got Jade going against Valentina in, I think, November 6th. I believe that's Passaic, New Jersey, at the Goddesses Award. Is that the town?
Totowa for Goddesses.
Totowa? Yeah. Is it Totowa? Okay.
Same difference.
And we have some guys going into their Mount Olympus Rumble on the 20th
November. Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay. Exclusive.
Well, if Charlie, supposed to introduce my guys, I'm waiting on that. So, you know, I share all his stuff, you know. Hey.
It's your promotion. I'll take it. BCP exclusive. We'll take it. But and guys, obviously, shameless promo. Check out Goddesses. In fact, let's talk about that. I do want to talk about Intergender Warfare because the card looks amazing, man. I'm really going to try to get up there. But real quick, let's talk about Goddesses. We did get to meet, I believe, Jade at Legends of the Ring, up and comer. Tell us a little bit about Jade, especially for me, who's going to be calling this match. Tell us a little bit about her. Pleasure to meet her.
So Jade has been training, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago was her 2-year anniversary.
Wow.
And then obviously with COVID, you know, things stopped for a few months. Not really for us, but kind of stopped for a few months. And she's just been dedicated. She is the girl like leading the charge right now. She's 18 years old. When she came in, I was like, you know, I'll train you, but I'm not going to really, you know, put everything behind you because we have other girls. Well, them girls left for one reason or another. And I kind of looked at her. I'm like, well, let's do this. And then she's been, and in a, to her credit, if she had a bad match, She'll be in 3 days, sometimes 5 days that week. So she puts the work in. Whenever I tell that's her to watch, she watches. And, you know, and sometimes you might not pick up the wrestling right away, but you can't teach heart. And she has that.
I love that.
And that's, you know, that's that you can't teach it. I can teach her to do a headlock takeover, teach her to do an arm drag, a body slam, a punch, all that stuff. Can't teach this, you know. And she definitely has that. Then I look forward to seeing, you know, she doesn't know Valentina. I'm kind of, you know, looking forward to that match.
I am too. Yeah, shameless promo November 6th. Guys, check it out. Valentina, our good friend, taking on Jada Goddesses of War in Total War, New Jersey. Tickets are available. But speaking of tickets being available, we got to talk about Warriors of Wrestling presenting Intergender Warfare with appearances by Deonna Purrazzo, Maria Kanellis, Genocide. Again, I don't want to get in trouble.
One of our favorites, Genocide.
Yeah, I love Genocide. She's amazing. And Darius Carter, I don't want to forget him. I got in trouble on Twitter.
The All-Father.
The All-Father, yeah. That's right.
The All-Pain in the ass.
Yeah. I love it. But
what a character.
Oh man,
he's literally one of our favorite interviews. He had us cracking up, even if it was intentional or not.
Hey,
oh,
listen, man, he's perfect for this. He'll talk all about himself. And when he's done talking about himself, he'll talk about you. What do you think of him? That's how he is.
That's it.
I wouldn't have it any other way with him.
Vanity, Vita Von Star, Steelers on the card. This looks great. JC Storm, I see on the poster. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy, because right now, in my mind, women's wrestling is so hot right now. We talk about Empower. A lot of my match of the year picks, most of them, nearly all of them, are women's wrestling match. You have this intergender show, which I think is just great. I'm so excited for it. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy in putting this show together.
Well, it started, me and Kevin Nasta were running Women of Warriors, which is a subdivision of Warriors Wrestling. And it was all women's show. There's no guys in the shows. You know, the referees were probably guys and a ring announcer maybe, but the card was all females. And then we started 4 years ago. We did two, and then COVID, we didn't do one. Now we're back. We said, let's just do it a combined show. And we tried it out in Brooklyn. It was a hit. That's where we've been doing it, was in Brooklyn. With COVID, the church that we do that, the Catholics said no, and all the churches that have, you know, like rec centers can't do anything, hopefully in 2022. So we're going to try it for the first time in Staten Island. I think I loaded it up pretty good. I guess now you say the former Knockouts champion, Deonna Purrazzo, I believe she lost it to Mickey James over the weekend.
Saw that.
And her boyfriend, Steve Macklin, they're going to take on Genocide and the Warriors Wrestling heavyweight champion, Joey Ace. That's, to me, is a hell of a main event.
Yeah.
Yes.
You beat me to it. I was actually going to bring that up. The booking's phenomenal. That's going to be a great one. Genocide, we just had on the show. She's phenomenal and a force to be reckoned with in the ring. Joey Ace, a big name here in the Northeast. Deonna, I mean, I could go on and on about Deonna being amazing.
But Rob, I'll tell you what, and you haven't mentioned this girl, Ivelisse versus Dexter, I think is going to steal the show.
Oh, I think so too. I'm just going back to that one right now. That should be great. Yeah, Ivelisse has been all over the place. She's doing some great things, always having show stealing matches. That's going to be good. This one's going to be very interesting to me. I want to bring up Chris Steeler taking on the Vivacious Vicious one, of course.
One of our favorites.
I was literally at a Linkin Park tribute concert with both of them not too long ago. It was my first time meeting Chris Steeler. So I haven't seen, I know he's been in around the area and on the scene for a long time. I have never seen him wrestle. Super excited for this one, man. What other matches are you looking for?
Well, speaking of that match with Steelers No Limits Championship is on the line in that match. Vicky's titles are not. Chris Steeler has been with me for over 10 years now. He's one of the cornerstones of Warriors of Wrestling. If you haven't seen him in the ring, that's definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. He's taken on the who's who of all the guys we brought in over the years. Stevie Richards, EC3, Tony Nese. He's tagged up with Rikishi. He's wrestled, had some bangers with Dan Moff, Chris Masters, Christian York, Christopher Daniels. Wow. I could go on and on. Stryker, Chavo. You know, if you haven't, he's on YouTube. Check out our YouTube, youtube.com/ WWTV Live. We have a lot of our matches up there.
Awesome. I love it, man. And we brought his name up a couple times already. Darius Carter taking on ROH's Vita Von Star, who's been in a lot of the Goddesses show. She will be a Goddess in November 6th as well. I hope she
kicks his ass.
I am hyped for this one. What? No love for Darius? No comment.
Darius has been with Warriors, I want to say, since 2015, and we've had our run-ins in the ring, and we've had our run-ins backstage. We've had our run-ins in my barbecues. He's a headache. But, you know, personal issues aside, he's one of the top guys in my company. He's a former two-time World's Wrestling heavyweight champion. I believe he's a former two-time No Limits champion. Definitely had it once. I believe twice. He's an Ultimate Survival winner. He's a King of New York winner. I think he's the only one to do all that. I'm sure he's posted about it. He's glad to tell you about it. But seriously, yeah. As far as Carter, he wrestled Danny Moffat our last show, and I can't wait to release that. You know, Carter should be on TV. There's no reason why he shouldn't. He's definitely one of those guys.
Completely agree.
And much of the pain in the ass he is, he's very professional. He's what guys should look at. Shows up in a suit and tie. You know, he knows how to act for the most part. He does come in and help my students out. But, you know, this politics and wrestling, I don't know what the reason why he's not signed somewhere. I have my theories. I won't say it on here. If you ask him, he'll probably say the same thing I do. Okay. But, yeah, he definitely should be at least an AEW or Impact. I don't know why he's not. I really don't. At least Impact or Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I hope he gets that shot on AEW Dark.
That's yeah, we a hope lot
so. I agree. Dark.
Yeah,
WWE, he's a little small as far as like girth, like he's not a big guy, and I don't know if that style would fit him. But AEW, Ring of Honor, it's mind boggling why that or Impact he's not on. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean hashtag always a heel, like we say with him.
Yeah, he is.
But we're talking about this card. I want to ask you this, Mr. Bellini: Nikki Adams, Roger Mendez, and Max Bane versus Jade, who we talked about earlier. Joey B and Kuda Montana, man. So you're getting in the ring. You excited for this one?
I guess.
Your thoughts. Let me rephrase.
I've been doing this a long time, Rob. Yeah. I'm not, you know, listen, Nikki Adams has been Nikki, first of all, she's been a thorn in my side the past year. But prior to that, she really has been I like to call her my security blanket as far as the women's division of Warriors Wrestling. Yes. Nyla Rose is a former champion here. Violet from House of Glory is a former champion. Melina, WWE champion, is a former Warriors Wrestling champion. But Nikki Adams now is a three-time champion. And anytime somebody would come through, whether it be Victoria, Melina, Mercedes Martinez, and people have sent me rattle off these names time and time again, she's beaten them all. And I always felt, you know, she's as much personal issues I have with her, she definitely was a great she's representative of our women's division here. Some people even call it the Nikki Adams division.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just so stoked for the show. Excited to see you in action. And correct me if I'm wrong, you know, we just got to know you at Legends of the Ring, but I believe you do a lot of the training yourself. You're a trainer.
Yeah, I'm one of the trainers down there at their training center. I was trained by Johnny Rods.
Okay, nice.
I started off at Gleason's back in January of 98, so I'm coming on, I guess it's 24 years. And I learned the hard way. I was trained by, you know, Johnny at that point was kind of old, but his training was still, you know, implemented there. I don't know what goes on there now, but Big Vito actually is the one that kind of hands-on trained me. And that was fun. Yeah. real fun. My guys do learn that way, the old school way, the safe way, you know, because you can go out there and show people stuff, but if they don't know why they're doing it and learn how to be safe in there with people, how important footwork is and stuff like that, your bumps, your rolls, anybody could just go in the ring and just jump around like a fool. But, you know, this is not, it's not a game. And, you know, my theory is safety first.
Love that.
All right. So you were talking about how you got trained by Johnny Rods and everything like that. We always like to know about origin stories. Okay. Were you a fan growing up of wrestling? And how did you get your start? You know, how did you link up with Johnny?
So, yeah, I don't know how old you guys are, but back in 85, there was a cartoon called Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's on the
network.
It's
been a very long time since I've watched it.
And it was, you know, it was on one day. So I was at my grandparents' house. I would go there on weekends. And I asked my grandfather what it was. And he introduced me to wrestling. And then that, for my birthday, which was right around the same time of all this, my father took me to the store to buy something. And it had the rubber LJN figures. I don't know if you can see them. I have them all back of me.
Oh, but you have all of them. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm missing a few variants. I'll show you before we go off the air. Just see mine.
Okay.
He got me Snuka and Hogan. So
there you go.
That was my intro to the WWF. We didn't have cable at the time in the mid 80s in Staten Island.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know much about Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, and the NWA, but through magazines, I would always check it out. Then when I finally got TBS or whatnot, I was like, oh, wow, this is good too. And then, you know, as wrestling fans back then, anytime you get to see wrestling, whether it be AWA, WCCW, even global later on, you would watch it or you would trade tapes. These students, they don't even know what a VCR is. You know, it's but back in the day, that's what we did. So that's as far as a fan. I was a huge fan of the Bulldogs, Davey and Dynamite.
Tag team, very underrated.
One of the best. You know, Hogan, of course, you know, that was whole, you know, Hulk Hogan back then. Trying to think who else really. I mean, as against NWA Sting. You know, a lot of the big
stages. Sting. I love Sting.
As I got older, I kind of stopped watching wrestling. You know, you're in high school, more into girls and other things. And then, but I would still watch it, just not as religiously. And then Austin came over to WWF and he cut that promo, King of the Ring. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And I really got into it again. And then him with the Hart Foundation, Canada versus USA. I thought that
was that's one of my favorite storylines. That's the summer of 97 was amazing.
And then, you know, obviously the NWO and the Monday Night Wars, and it was just like must see TV, and you just had to watch it. So in Staten Island, before Nitro came on, because that came on at 8 p.m. on the public access, I don't even know if they still have public access, but there was a company called RCW, Richmond Championship Wrestling.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was like, in fact, Magic and Biggie Biggs were on that show. We asked Magic when you see him about RCW.
Okay.
And some of these guys were bad. I was like, man, I could do this. And, you know, at the time, the cruiserweight throughout Rey Mysterio, who's smaller than me. And, you know, Taz was in ECW. He was short. And Malenko and Benoit. So I called the athletic commission, and they sent me over to the Gleasons and Johnny Rods. And the rest is history. Yeah.
That's amazing, man. And you're putting together great shows. Again, very new to you. Like, we're here in New Jersey. In fact, let me ask you this right off the bat. Like,
you started in New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say during the pandemic, like we were kind of at an advantage. I don't know all like the behind the scenes stuff and the athletic commissions right now, but it's a little different for you guys in New York, right? So is this one of your first things back in New York?
No. So when during the pandemic, we ran shows, we kept the ring in the school, which is our locker room during public shows.
Yeah.
And then as the year started going on, I started moving the ring out, inviting family and friends. And then during the summer when, you know, kind of things started being lifted and mandates and the mayor said this and that, we just started saying, hey, let's renew the license. Let's, you know, get the doctor, the ambulance, and all the shit you have to deal with.
Yeah, that's right.
The New York
State
Athletic Commission. Mm-hmm. And then we've been packing the place out ever since. And I was worried because, you know, I know people want to sit next to somebody because they're, you know, vaccinated or what have you. But no, we've been packing them out.
That's good to hear, man. I'm excited to hopefully make my Wars of Wrestling debut as a fan and just to be there, man. I'm very excited. This show looks great, man. It's going to be amazing, but I want to ask you this, and not to be cliche, but you know, you're already putting together some great shows. As you mentioned, you've had some success running here on the Indies, man, and making a name for yourself, obviously bringing in a lot of big stars. What are your personal goals moving forward in the business?
Well, in ring, nothing.
you're over it. Yeah.
But I have a good crop of kids right now. Roger Mendez, I'm sure you heard that name. E-Rock, Dexter, Max Bain, Jade. You know, I have these core of people, and I have others that are doing well too. But these core people, we just got to get them out there. Me and Steeler are trying to get them out there. We're getting their resumes together. You know, they've been on doing the Titan shows or the Goddesses show. I guess that's Titan too. But yeah, like my thing right now is we want to get our guys and girls looked at. And of course, keep putting on big shows. In December is our 14-year anniversary show.
Congratulations.
So we want to.
That's awesome.
I only wanted to do one show back in December 1st, 2007 at South River. And almost 200 shows later.
I was about to say, it seems like in wrestling, that's how it starts out. Hey, I'm just going to do one thing. And then it's just 20 years later or something.
I just wanted to prove a point. And yeah.
There you go. Wow. Congratulations on all the success.
Yes, congrats.
And I love your answer because we're such proponents of putting over, as they say, the indie talent. And we've seen a lot of our friends really make it to that next level, man. And I can see that's where your heart's at as well, with your training or giving them a spotlight, having them work with some of these names that we see on
television. Rob, if you look at when Nyla was my women's champion, AEW picked her up. Then Sonny was my heavyweight champion. They picked him up.
I noticed. But
if you look at their roster, the Private Party were my tag champions, Proud and Powerful, or whatever FBO goes by now, Santana Ortiz. They were one of my longest reigning tag champions. So two of my guys. So now I have no choice but to build up. But we're bringing in, we brought in the Hughes brothers. That's Devon's twins from Florida. They've been wrestling with us the last few shows. Good dudes. They'll be back in January. We got a guy, Paris Sahara out of Pittsburgh. He reminds me of Sonny Kiss a lot. He's been coming, making the drive, and we got people coming in from all over now. And then obviously, you know, we have Deanna coming in, who's, you know, on TV and stuff like that.
Role of a lifetime right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And not to be cliche, but I got to ask you this, because I always pay attention to like the origins and beginnings of stuff. And I'll say this, man, like you had, like you mentioned, a lot of this talent handpicked for AEW from, you know, I don't like to say like your roster, but a lot of your guys and gals. What does that mean to you, man?
It means that I had some pretty good roster members, because they did it themselves. If, you know, it wasn't me. I mean, I put them out there and stuff, but, you know, Sonny Kiss is a very unique character. Nyla Rose is a very unique character. Private Party and I keep calling him EYFBO because that's what I know him as.
Yeah.
Santana Ortiz, I mean, they're phenomenal in the ring. You know, I just gave them a platform. They did it themselves. And I mean, I'm hoping to continue doing that with the kids that I aforementioned. Like Joey Ace just wrestled Tommy Dreamer, you know, Carter versus Moff. You know, I want to give matches that people want to see, and hopefully they share on YouTube. We have a big YouTube, we have almost 200,000 subscribers. You know, and just keep getting these guys exposure. That's really, you know, I contact D'Lo when there's somebody, you know, that we want them to look at. Hopefully he does look at it, you know, but who knows?
Guys, shameless promo, hit that subscribe button now. Yes, I'm going to do it after this. Nunes, hit it. We'll subscribe after. There's some great matches on there. Of course, man. And not to be the hard-hitting guys. We're never the hard-hitting guys. But you're a New York. You're a New York guy, right?
I live in Jersey.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay. I was going to say, what's the pizza spot, man? We always like to know the pizza spots. What's the pizza spot? What, Staten Island?
So on Staten Island, personally, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree. You know Kevin Astor from Damage 365.
Yeah. We know Kevin.
He loves Joe and Pat. I went there with Scotty Priest, and it looked like a no frills pizza. The thing was sagging. You know that guy from Barstool always
flop.
Says.
Yeah. A lot of flop.
They should be charging 50 cents for this pie. So don't go there. Okay. Brothers Pizzeria in Port Richmond. I think they have not only the best pizza on Staten Island, one of the top. Them and Danino's, and they're right near each other. They have the best sausage and pepper and best chicken rolls.
Ooh. Wow, very interesting. And I did want to ask you this. As you can see, we're big collectors here, super nerds over here, man. You mentioned you had a lot of the LJN figures, man. Tell us a little bit about the collection and how that started for you real quick.
We're getting the
tour here.
All right, so
I love it.
The meat and potatoes.
I love the mess. This is my office.
Oh, wow.
I got all the Hasbros. I don't want to show my fucking shit all over the floor, but I got all these are all signs.
Wow! Jackson,
and the rest are in my garage that aren't signed. Like I said, you see I don't think you see the Hasbro's going all the way back. But here's the LJ AWA.
No,
that's
way.
Amazing. That's awesome.
I never see him in good shape. I always see him beat up or something like that. It's crazy to see him in good shape. Wow, that's amazing, man.
And most of these are from my childhood.
That's cool. That's awesome. And you got them to all stand up too, which is no easy.
Yeah, that's very hard to do.
When the cleaning lady comes, she knocks them all down.
No, that looks great, man. Good.
That's awesome.
Thank you for showing.
Up here.
Okay. There's more. Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I see that little YouTube award up there too. Very nice.
That's when I hit 100,000, I'm hoping to hit 200 by December. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll see.
What was the football jersey in the frame?
The football jersey is Hall of Famer Jim Kelly from the Buffalo Bills.
There you go. Okay. Bills.
Bills look great this year.
I'm a huge Bills fan.
I didn't even notice.
So Rob and I legitimately, we've been talking about this all year, that every time we watch the Bills, they look like they're for real this year. Not to get you hyped up. I'm sure you hyped up already, but they look good this year, man.
I thought that I can't believe he slipped against Tennessee. I called out of work to watch the game. I was so pissed. Like, I should have went to fucking work. I've been a Bills fan since they drafted Thurman Thomas in 1988. So I've been.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that name in forever.
Yeah. He's one of my favorites growing up.
Yeah, he was good.
I know.
You're the guys putting each other through the tables at the tailgate. That's you.
Bills Mafia. All that shit. And their tailgating is so fun. It's like a college atmosphere. It's some of the best tailgating. And then when they come down to the MetLife, you know, in the Meadowlands, whatever you want to call it, when they play the Jets and Giants, they bring that party here. I don't know where the table shit came from. I have no idea.
It's a thing.
I mean, probably all wrestling
fans.
That's
what I was going to say, man.
Yeah, maybe.
That's it, man.
Maybe.
And Mr. Bleen, I do want to be respectful of your time, man. Thanks for making the time. And happy belated birthday, by the way, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Before we get to the shameless promo, want to ask you this one. You've obviously been around the business for a long time and had a lot of success. You are training a lot of people. So I always like to ask this one for a lot of the indie talent. Coming from you, who knows the business so very well, what would you say to these superstars or wrestlers that are good in the ring, but they're just trying to connect with the fans or get over, as we say, or maybe heels that are trying to get heat? What can these superstars do to get a reaction and connect with the fans and move forward in their career?
Well, all right. So we had a seminar in Nyla, and she went over saying how whatever you do in the ring, anybody could do that. You have to have some type of connection. You have to be able, what's different about you? Why should Vince or Tony Khan or whoever, whatever runs these other companies, why should they hire you and not this wrestler? You know, it's tough though. Cause if everybody knew that answer, everybody would be able to connect with the crowd. Not everybody can. I've seen some great in-ring wrestlers that were on TV that can't connect. Chris Benoit, took him how long? The guy was phenomenal as far as mechanics. He just couldn't connect with the crowd. Then you got a guy like The Rock, who maybe isn't as technically sound as Chris Benoit. And he's one of the greatest, one of the biggest names, not only in wrestling, but in movies.
It's just entertainment, yeah.
Right. And if you said, who's a better wrestler, him or Benoit or Malenko, who are you going to say? It's going to say Malenko. Who's making more money?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a great answer, man.
And people shit on Cena, too. The five moves of doom, but you're going to shit on his bank account?
It works, man. And the kids connect with him. The fans connect with him. That's all about. So that's a very fair answer. Yeah, you're saying. And that's something I always notice. I see some great talent, and I really just want fans to connect with them more.
I tell my students all the time, slow down and stop trying to do like 15,000 moves within 30 seconds. Work the crowd. I see so many people forgetting that the crowd exists. The baby face was selling, you know, work the crowd, because if you forget about them, they're going to forget about you. And then you're going to have crickets out there. No matter how many crazy moves you do, who gives a shit? I could book Jake Roberts or Jerry Lawler right now at whatever they are, 90 years old, and they could work a headlock, and that crowd will be into that match because you know they know how to work the audience.
Oh yeah, big time.
Compared to two indie guys running around like lunatics breaking their necks. Yeah, there's only so many matches you can see that crazy shit. Oh yeah, it's nice. But by the third match you see that, well, I seen it two matches ago. You know?
I like this guy. I like this guy Nunes. I like his philosophy, man.
Yeah.
And you hit it right on the head, man.
It's more old school, but you know.
No, but it's
right though.
And you are right. Every time we ask a question about like you and all that stuff, you're always putting your talent over, man. And I very much appreciate that. So before we get out of here, we're all about that shameless promo here on the BCP. Let's talk about Intergender Warfare. It's again November 13th, 7 p.m. Doors open, 8 p.m. bell time. You can get your tickets. Where can you get your tickets and all that good stuff,
Mr. WarriorsOfWrestling.com if you're going to order them on the internet. Front row will sell out, so I advise you get them early.
I like it.
And awesome. You want me to plug my social media page?
I was just going to say, can we get the socials, the tags, yes, the YouTube, all that good stuff?
Go for it, man.
So as far as YouTube, it's youtube.com/WOWTV Live. Warriors Wrestling on Instagram, Warriors Wrestling on TikTok, and WOW Pro Wrestling on Twitter. And, of course, Warriors Wrestling on Facebook, Women Warriors on Facebook.
Guys, like, smash that subscribe button and get some tickets to Intergender Warfare. This is going to be amazing, man. I love the card. I'm excited for this one. We're going to try to make it up there. Mr. Bleen, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, dude, thank you, man. And continued success to you moving forward, of course.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
No, you're very welcome. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.